Today's shiur is the Masechta Bava Kama, Daf Nun Dalet. We will begin on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom of the Amud, at the two dots with the words Nafal L'Toichai. The Gemara is going to explain the last part of our Mishnah, which read Nafal L'Toichai Shor V'Kelov. If an ox and his vessels, meaning let's say his yoke or his plow, fell into a bor, v'nishtabru, when they broke, and then the Mishnah continued, or a chamor v'kelov, a chamor and its kelim fell into a bor, v'niskaru, when they tore, chayiv ala behema, the Mishnah said that the din is that the owner of the bor is chayiv for the damage to the behema, upotter ala kelim, and he is potter on the kelim. Rashi on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph explained that the Lashon Shvira, breaking, is more appropriate to an ox with his kalim, because, as we said, his kalim is an oil and a machrisha, a yoke and a plow. They can break when they fall into the boar. And the Lashon Kriya, tearing, is more appropriate for a chamor, because a chamor carries bundles of clothing and also has a mardas, a saddle blanket, that can tear when it falls into the boar. But the ikra halacha that the Mishnah stated was that he's chayiv for the behemah, but he's potter on the kelim. Says the Gemara, Masnisin, our Mishnah, which says that the mazik is potter for the kelim, deloik Rabbi Yehuda. This is going not like Rabbi Yehuda, the sanya we learned on a brisa. Rabbi Yehuda mechayiv al niske kelim babor. Rabbi Yehuda was mechayiv for the damages of kelim in a bor, not like our Mishnah says that it's potter. And now the Gemara wants to know, my time of the Rabbanu, what in fact is the reason of the Chachamim that say that the owner of the boar is potter on the kelim? And the Gemara answers, Damar Kro, because the Pasuk states, V'nafal shama shor oy chamor, the entire Pasuk, found in Shmois Chaf Aleph Pasuk, Lamed Gimel is, V'chiyiftach ish boar, oy chiyichra ish boar, v'loy chasenu, V'nafal shama shor oy chamor. So we learn out, shor v'loy adam, chamor v'loy kelim. As Rashi explains on the last Rashi on the Amud, divrei maskil shor v'loy adam, since the Pasuk didn't write, v'nafal shama hanoifel, whoever fell in, since the Torah went out of its way to tell us that it was either a shor or a chamor that fell in, so it must be that the Torah is coming to exclude something. And therefore I say, shor excludes a person who falls in, that the owner is potter. We've learned before in the Masechta that this is speaking about only if the person died. However, if the person got damaged, the owner of the boar would be chayiv. And chamor v'loy kelim, if the kelim broke, the owner of the boar is potter on the kelim. What is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says, oi, l'rabbi says a kelim. It could have said shor v'chamor, it said oi. So since it said oi, is marba that you are chayiv for kelim. Now the Sefer B'nei Yisoscher in his Sefer Derech Pekudecha says that this is a gzeiras hakasuv shor v'loy adam. It's a gzeiras hakasuv shor v'loy adam chamor v'loy kelim. Although he says it's a gzeiras hakasuv, but many of the Meforshim find reasons in the halacha here of shor v'loy adam, and they say various pshatim. We will speak out some of their pshatim. The two points that the Sefer Nahor Shraga brings on this limud, he asked the following two questions. Shor v'loy adam, chamor v'loy kelim. Why don't we say just the opposite? Shor v'loy kelim, chamor v'loy adam. And secondly, Rabbi Yehuda says, oi, l'rabbi says a kelim. Why didn't Rabbi Yehuda say, oi, l'rabbi says a adam? Why was he marbe kelim? So the Nahor Shraga answers that by a person, there is always more of a reason to say that he would be excluded from the mazik being chayiv. Because after all, he is a bardas. He should watch where he's going. And therefore, it is not such a pshi on the part of the owner of the boar if a person fell in. The person himself should have watched where he's going. So therefore, the first thing that I say the owner of the boar is potter on is shor v'loy adam. He's potter on adam. If I have another miyad of chamor, then I say chamor v'loikeim. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda, who uses oil l'rabois, he's marbit if the easier chiddush, which is oil l'rabois as a kelim, that for kelim you are chayiv. But of course for Adam, that would be a much bigger chiddush that you would be chayiv for Adam. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda agrees that shor v'loy Adam, it's memayit Adam. Rav Samson Fall here, by the way, says that this tour of shor v'loy Adam is not a kula as we would think, but rather it's a chumrah. By, for example, when a shor kills a person, the halacha is there's a din of kaifer, that the owner of the shor has to pay kaifer to the yorshim. However, by boar, we don't find an inyan of the owner of the boar paying kaifer, and in fact, the halacha is that he's potter. Says Rav Samson Hirsch that this is a chumrah. In other words, you can't get away with a kapora of by paying kaifer. Since we were speaking before that the person should have watched where he's going. But on the part of the mazik, by a shore, you have to control a shore. We just had an incident of a chimpanzee that mauled someone. You're dealing with an animal. An animal can go berserk. So the pshia of the owner is not as great as in the case of a boar, where he opens a boar, doesn't cover it, and somebody falls in. There is pshi is greater. And that's why, says Rav Samson Hirsch, by shore, the Torah offered a way to receive a kapora by paying kaifer. By boar, the Torah didn't offer that the kapora. And it comes out that the person took an innocent life by opening up this boar, and the Torah didn't give him a way to get out of it by paying kaifer. So it comes out, according to his understanding, it's a chumra, in fact, and not a kula. The Gemara later will go into the inyan. What if Rabbi Yehuda is marbe from Oy, l'rabbis is a kalim, what does he use chamor for? Shor v'loy Adam, chamor v'loy kalim. He doesn't use chamor v'loy kalim. So what does he use? The miut of chamor v'loy what? We'll see that later on daf nun dalet amud aleph. And in fact, we're going to go now to nun dalet amud aleph. V'rabbonon, the rabbonon, oy, miboy alei l'chalik. What do the rabbonon use the word oy for? They needed l'chalik, as Rashi explains. You shouldn't think that the owner of the boar is only chayiv if a shor and a chamor fell into the boar. No, it's shor or chamor, either or. He's chayiv for a shor that fell in, he's chayiv. Even if a chamor alone fell in, the owner of the boar would be chayiv. So the question goes back to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, lechalek, how does Rabbi Yehuda know lechalek? Mi v'nafal nafke. He learns it. Since the pasuk didn't say v'naflu, plural, Lashon Rabim, it says v'nafal, therefore v'nafal itself indicates that it's either a shor or a chamor. Back to the Rabbanan, L'chayra Rabbi Yehuda is correct. V'nafal is a Lashon Yachid. Says the Gemara, Rabbanan, v'nafal tuvo mashma. The word v'nafal, even though it's written in the singular, Rashi brings down here three examples where, even though it's written b'Lashon Yachid, it refers to more than one person. For example, Rashi says, as the Marshal is Gairis, Kemoi va'asa Betzalel va'aliyav. In Shmoy Slamed Vav, we find that Betzalel and Aliyav made the avoda there for the Mishkan, and it doesn't say va'asu, it says b'loshen yachid va'asa, and yet it refers to Betzalel va'aliyav. Or ubo ho'ois va'moifis. Or a pasuk in Shmuel, ubo ho'ari v'esadoiv. It doesn't say ubo'u. So sometimes a word that's written in a singular lashon could mean a rabban. That's why the rabbanan said, I need oi l'chalek to tell you that in this case it's not v'nafal referring to both the shor and the chamor together, but rather it's either the shor or the chamor. Ask the Gemara, Ema, maybe I should say the following. V'nafal klal. That's a klal. We know there's a famous rule of klal uprat, and then you have klal uprat to klal. So the Gemara wants to say, maybe it's only if a shor and a chamor fall in. How would you know other animals that fell in that the owner is chayiv? V'nafal is a klal. Shor v'chamor prat. They are individual cases, and we have a rule in the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel, which we say at the end of Birchas HaShachar every morning, klal uprat ein b'chlal, el nashu b'prat. If the Torah gives you a klal, and then it specifies certain cases, the klal only includes that which is in the prat. And therefore, I should say, shor v'chamor in midiach reniloi. But anything else, meaning any other kind of animal, would not be chayiv. How do I know that if other animals fall into the boar, that the owner of the boar is chayiv? Why don't I say it's a klal uprat, ein b'chlal, elo masher b'prat? The Gemara answers, Amri, I'm going to tell you that when the Torah says that Baal Habor Yishalem, that's in Shmois Chafaf, the next Pasuk. Pasuk Lama Dalid, Baal Habor Yishalem, Kesev Yashuv Lebaal Vamesi Eloi, when it says Baal Habor Yishalem, Chazer V'Kolal, so now he has to pay a klal. The Torah now is not going to specifics, what he has to pay for. He has to pay for a general rule. So now it becomes not a klal uprat, it becomes klal uprat uklal, a general rule followed by a specific case, followed by a general rule, and there the halacha is, iatodon elakeena prat. By klal uprat uklal, the way we darshan the psukim is that you don't just count the prat itself, which would be shor or chamor, but rather anything that is comparable to the prat is included as well. And what would be included? Ma prat mefurish balechayim. I've called balechayim. So just like the singular case of shor or chamor is living animals, so too all living animals, if they fell into a boar, the owner of the boar would be chayiv. So the Gemara now asks, why do you say that it's klal uprat to klal? And anything that's similar to the prat, which means any kind of balechayim, you're making it in a very general way. Maybe it's more specific. Ima prat mefurish davrish and evlasa metama b'mago v'masa, just like the prat is shor and chamor. And if they die, their nevela is metame if somebody touches it or carries it. So maybe the only thing that I marbe, that if it fell into a boar, the owner of the boar would be chayiv, is af kol dover shenev lasa matama v'magu v'masa. It would only be something whose nevela is matama with magu v'masa. Aval oifus loy. But oifus, a nevela of an oif, is not matama v'magu v'masa. So why do you make the ke'ena prat so broad that it would include all kinds of animals, including birds? Perhaps it only includes animals which is matam magu masa, like shor v'chamor. But birds which are not matam magu masa, perhaps the owner of the boar is not chayiv. Says the Gemara, no. Imkein, nichtav rachman achat prata. Why did the Torah list shor and chamor? Why didn't the Torah just say either shor or chamor? One of, it should only have said one of them. Why did it say two? Since it said two, this comes to show us that the Torah is trying to broaden out the prat and make it more inclusive, that you don't need that it should be matama magu masa. It's enough if it's a bal chai, and that would include even oifos. The Gemara says, hey nichtoiv, you can't say that. You can't say that really I have a choice. I could have written either shor or chamor. And since it wrote both of them, therefore the prat is more inclusive. Because I don't have a choice. I have to write shor and chamor. And if I have to write both shor and chamor, then we're back to the question that these two pratim, if I have to write both, are really considered like one prat. And if they're considered like one prat, then the question comes back that maybe it's only if it's matamim magum masim. Hein nichtoif, which one do you want that I should write? Ikos of shor, if it would written shor itself, havamina, I would have thought korv legabim mizbeach in, shein a korv legabim mizbeach loy. I would think only something like a shor that's brought on the mizbeach, that it, he would be chayiv for the bal habor. But if it's an animal like a chamor that's not brought on the mizbeach, that's not kosher to be brought on the mizbeach, that is not included. Therefore, as the Bach puts in the words, kosev rachmana chamor. That's why the Torah had to write chamor, even an animal that's not brought on the mizbeach. You're chayiv if it fell into the boar. V'ikos rachmana chamor, had the Torah written only chamor, so I would have known that it's all kinds of animals, even one that's not brought on the mizbeach. But then havamin, I would have thought, kadosh bebchayra in, she'ein kadosh bebchayra loy. I would have thought that only something that has a connection with bechayra, that is included. The din is that a bokor seve'ez, a cow, or a sheep or a goat has a kedushas b'chayra when it's born, and it's brought on the mizbeach. A chamor cannot be brought in the mizbech, but a bechor of a chamor has also a kedusha of bechor, and it has to be either redeemed, and if the owner doesn't want to redeem it for a seh, which is given to the kohen, if he doesn't want to do that, then we have to chop off the back of the neck of the chamor. But it has a kedushas bechor that has to be dealt with. So I would have thought that the only bal chai that's included in the hezek of boer is one that has some connection to bechayra. But for example, horses or camels that have no shaychus to bechayra, maybe they're not included. So therefore, the Torah had to write shor, even though shor is also something that has to do with kedushas bechayra. But that's why the Torah had to write an additional animal to tell you that we want to expand it. We want to make it more inclusive to include even sussim and gemalim that don't have a shachas with bechayra. But my question comes back, since I had to write both shor and chamor, to be all inclusive to animals that are not brought out of mizbeach, to be all inclusive, even horses and camels, that there's no inyan of bechayra. My question comes back, therefore I have to treat these two pratim as if really they're one prat, and maybe the only prat that's kaina prat is something that's b'magu b'masa metame, but oifus, which are not metame magu masa, maybe the prat is not broad enough to include even oifus. So the Gemara says, you're right, I'm going to have to go away from the inyan of klalu pratu klal, and I'm going to have to learn all animals, including birds, from a ribui, from another pasuk. Elamer kra v'ames yeloi. When it's said in the pasuk, I say that it means kol debar misa, anything that is subject to death, like a chamor, a shor, a sus, a gomel, an oif, any living creature that could die, that is all included in v'hamesi eloi, and therefore the mazik of the owner of the boar would be chayiv in all of those animals, including the birds. Ask the Gemara, if so, if this is your limud, so I have a question. We said that the Rabbanan hold chamor v'loy kelim. Ubein l'Rabbi Yehuda, the komar b'luhu kelim. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, oi l'Rabbis es a kelim. I have a question. If the criteria is, it's a thing that could die, kelim b'nei misa ninu. Can kelim die? Kelim can break, but they can't die. And if so, what do the Rabbanan need a miut of chamor v'loy kelim? Kelim are automatically nismite because they're not a bar misa. And what does Rav Yehuda need oi l'rab? He says oi is l'rabis is a kelim. How could oi be marba kelim if you need it to be a bar misa? That itself indicates you don't need a bar misa. So what's going on here? The Gemara says, Amri, I'll tell you, shvi rasan zuhi misasan. I can argue that the breaking of a kelim, that's the death of the keli. So mele means, as Rashi explains, according to the Rabbanon, the chamor will come along and say that since, yes, I would have a hava mina, that kelim is considered like misa. But in fact, chamor v'loy kelim. That's why kelim is nismayed from chamor, because after all, it's not dying, it's breaking. My hava mina would have been that breaking is considered as if it's dying. The answer is chamor v'loy kelim, that you should not say that. Sure, Rashi says, according to the Rabbanan, is memayit adam, that's not a min behema. So if Rashi adds, if it would have only said one of them, I would say it's memayit adam. But kelim is not included because the Torah is being memayit a bal chai that is similar to a behema. In other words, shor, which is living. So I might have thought that an adam is included, it's a living creature. Shor v'loy adam. So if I have shor alone, I would say it's memayit something living that's not included in shor. It's not an animal, even though it's living. So that's why the Torah had to say chamor, that v'loy kelim. And don't think that kelim is considered bar misa. The breaking is not considered a bar misa. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi explains, the oi is marba kelim. Even though they can't actually die, but the Torah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, considers the breaking as if it's dying, and that's how your marba, oi l'rabbis, as a kelim. And shor is memayit adam, which is a balchai, similar to a shor, and yet it's not a behema, and therefore it will be mamayit from shor. And Rashi over here says at the end of Divrei HaMaschil, Shri Rasan Zulim Asasan, the common porch, Le Rabbi Yehuda, Chamor Lomali. We worked out everything in the sugya. The only thing we didn't work out is what does Rabbi Yehuda use the word Chamor to be mamayit? That we'll see in a few lines in the Gemara. Continues the Gemara. We learned before on Daf Nun Amid Beis, Rav Shita, that holds that which the Torah was Machayiv, the Baal Habor, for the damage that was caused in the boar, is because of the Hevloi. It's the foul air that the animal experiences in the boar. For that, the Torah was Machayiv, the Baal Habor, for the killing of the shore. Ask the Gemara, La Rav Domer, Bor Shechav Alav Torah, La Hevloi, V'loi L'chavotoi. It's not the bang that he got at the bottom of the boar, but rather it's the foul air that's in the boar. That's the Chiv of boar. So I have a question. Bain L'Rabbonin. Whether it's according to Rabbonin who say that Kalim is Nismayet from the owner having to pay. Bain L'Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Yehuda who says that Kalim, there is a chiyuv for the Baal HaBor to pay because of oil of Rabbi Sakalim. I have a question. If the criteria is that Hevel, Kalim B'nei, Havolininu, how are Kalim affected by the foul air? They're inanimate objects. Answers the Gemara, Amri, I'll tell you, Bechadati, by brand new Kalim, the Mifki Mehevla, brand new Kalim that have been just manufactured, the Hevel could cause them to burst. Just like the hevel is detrimental for the ox that falls in, so too for new kalim, it can cause them to burst. So it works out according to Rav, bein Rabbi Yehuda, bein according to the Chachamim. The Chachamim are memayit kalim, but the Hava Minna would have been the kalim are chayiv, because the hevel affects them as well. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, in fact, oi, the Rabbi says the kalim, because the hevel affects them. It's interesting, the Rajba brings down from the Yerushalmi that it doesn't necessarily have, the Yerushalmi says it doesn't have to be only chadati, it could be even used kalim. But if used kalim stand long enough in a boar, because of the hevel of the boar, they'll become disfigured, they'll become bent out of shape, and they won't be usable as well, and memela, they could be included in the detriment of the hevel that's in the boar. Ask the Gemara, Haiva Mesi Eloi. So far, we said that the part of the pasuk that states Vamesi Eloi is inclusive, that includes anything that could die, even birds. So it seems that everything works out beautifully. The Gemara says, I have a problem. I need that pasuk for Rava, the Amar Rava, Shor Psula Mekdashim. If you have a shor that became pasul, it wasn't able to be used for the Mizbeach, and the din is, by Shor Psula Mekdashim, when you redeem it, you're allowed to shecht it, you're allowed to eat it, but the Torah tells us, as Rashi brings down Divrei HaMaschil Shor Psula Mekdashim, that we learned the Gemara in Bechairis, it says, Tizbach, you can sacrifice it, v'loi giza, but you cannot shear its wool, Basar, v'loi cholav, you can't drink the milk, v'achalto, you should eat it, v'loi leklavachi, you can't give it to your dog. So now, if this Shor Psula Mekdashim, which became redeemed, which the only thing you could do with it is to eat, shecht it and eat it. And now it fell, shenafla bor. It fell into the bor and it died in the bor. So now the meat is, it's from a nevela. So now you can't even eat it. So what's the only thing you could do with it? You have to bury it. So, the halacha is that the owner of the bor, the mazik is potter. He doesn't have to pay to the nizik anything. Why? Shenemar, this pasuk that we were using before. It says in the pasuk about Mesi Eloi that the mace belongs to the nizik. That's only b'misha mesh aloi. That's only if the nizik's able to use it. Yatzazesh ain't a mesh aloi. Here, what does the nizik have to do with the mace? He has to bury it. If he has to bury it, so he doesn't get to keep the mace. So that's nismayit from the whole din of tashlumen of the Baal HaBor to the owner of the shore in the case of Shor Psula Mekdashim. So you wanted to learn v'mesi aloi, that anything that is subject to death, including birds, is Nisraba from Amesi Eloi. I need it for something else. El Amr Cross, so the Gemara's final thing is not Klal U Pratu Klal, it's not Vamesi Eloi. How do I know that all animals are included if they fall into a pit, including birds as well? El Amr Cross, Kesev Yashiv Labalov. The Pasuk said, Balav Bor Yisham, Kesev Yashiv Labalov. Le Rabbi, it's called this Le Balim. Whatever has owners is included in this pasuk. So a bird that has an owner, or a shor, a chamor, a sus, a gomel, everything that has an owner is included, and memela, the owner of the boar has to pay. Ask the Gemara, ihachi, if you're learning it out from that pasuk, afilu kalim vadam nami, so why don't we include kalim and adam also? As the Pnei Yeshua explains, an adam can also have a master if he's an eved. So he's also shaykh to have a master. So now, if it's totally in this pasuk, so why didn't I say that Caleb and Adam are also included? So the Gemara says, Amr Kra, on that I have the other pasuk. Ki yiposham shor oy chamor, shor v'loy Adam, chamor v'loy Caleb. You're right. If it would be just because of the pasuk of Bilim, that kesev yashiv lebalov, that would include Adam and Caleb. But since I have shor v'loy Adam, chamor v'loy Caleb, I have those miyutim and mele, they're in the smayit as well. Ask the Gemara, Ula Rabbi Yehuda, the Kamar Belula Kalim, he used the oil of Rabbis of the Kalim. So Bishlam is Shor, Memayat Be Adam. We use Shor as a Miyat for Adam. Here comes the question that we've mentioned a few times in the Shir already. Ela Chamor, my Memayat Be. What does Rabbi Yehuda use the word Chamor to be Memayat? He has no limit of Chamor Vela Kalim because he uses oil of Rabbis of the Kalim. Ela Merava, you're right. Chamor de bor le Rabbi Yehuda, chamor of the Indian of bor according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'sed aveda, as Rashi explains, it says by aveda lechol aveda sachicha, and the Gemara in Bava Metzia wants to know why did the Torah have to be mefarate chamor, shor, se, and salma. So the Rashi brings down that in Perek El Metzias and Bav Metzia, we darshan all the words in this pasuk, what they're coming to teach us, but the only word the Gemara is not able to darshan is the word seh. So the chamor of bor according to Yehuda, v'sed aveda l'divrei hakoil, and seh of the Indian of aveda according to everybody, kasha, staka kasha, we don't know what the Torah was mefarated for, what it's memayate, because we have nothing to be memayate. The Mishnah continued, that if the shor, cheresh, shoyt v'katn, fell in, the owner is chayiv. Now, these words are not clear. Is it the shor that belongs to a cheresh, shoyt v'katn, or is it the shor that is a cheresh, shoyt v'katn? And that's what the Gemara is going to discuss right here. My shor, cheresh, shoyt v'katn, what does that mean? Elam, if you're going to say it means shor shel cheresh, shor shel shoyt, shor shel katn, ha shor shel bikech potter. What are you trying to tell me? That the shor of a shoyt katn and a cheresh is chayiv, the owner. But if a shor of a healthy, sound person, a smart, intelligent person, if his shore falls in, potter, it doesn't make sense. Why would the Torah say that? Just because it's the shore belonging to Pikeach. So therefore, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, no, you know what it means. Shor shehu cheresh, shor shehu shoyta, shor shehu cotton. That's what you're chayiv for. Ask the Gemara as we turn to daf nun dalam abeis. Ha shor shehu Pikeach, potter. Are you telling me a shor that is himself not a cheresh shoyt v'katn, but he himself, the shor is pikeach, he's potter? Why would that be? Amar Rab Yirmiyah, no, you have to understand, loy mi boy komar. It's unnecessary to mention the shor of a pikeach. Loy mi boy shor shu pikeach the chayiv. It's not unnecessary to mention that a shor of a pikeach, that is a pikeach, avadah, the owner of the bor is chayiv. Avo shor cheresh shoyt v'katn, ema. But the shore which is can't hear, or a shore that's a shoita, or a young small shore, so I would think that maybe the detriments that the shore has, that's what caused the accident, and maybe that's a mitigating factor that the owner of the shore of the boar should be potter. That's why it has to teach you kamashmalan that the owner of the boar is still chayv. But if the shore is a pikeach, avada that the owner of the boar is chayv. Armalei Ravachla Ravina Vatanya, we learned in a brisa. Nafu l'toichet bardas potter. If a bardas falls into a boar, the owner of the bar is potter. So the Gemara thought, my love, what does it mean a bar das? Shore bar das, if the shore is a pikeach. So here we see that a shore pikeach that fell on is potter. Amalei loy, it's Adam. An Adam is, it's, if a Adam bar das fell into a boar, then the owner of the boar is potter. That would be consistent with shore v'loy Adam. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Elamiata Adam ben das hu de potter, halav ben das hu de chayev. Are you telling me that when we say shor v'loy Adam, it means only an Adam ben das, but an Adam who's a shoit on him, the owner of the boar would in fact be chayev? It says shor v'loy Adam ksiv. It says any person. It's not machalik whether he's a pikeach or he's a shoit. Always the owner of the boar is a potter. Ela, my ben das, you know what it means, ben das. It was speaking about an adam, but it means min ben das. If it's and we could pash to say, the xeris akosav, once it's a adam, and this shaita has a connection to a type of a creation that has normally das, even though he's a shaita, memeli is included in shor v'lo yadam, and it would include a shaita that the owner of the boar would be potter as well. Amrlei, Vatanya, we learned in the Brisa, you were able to answer the last Brisa by saying it's speaking about an Adam. But Vatanya, we learned in another Brisa, Beferish, Nafal Letoichai Shor Ben Das Potter. Now the Ben Das is not going on Adam. It says clearly we're talking about a Shor Pikeach, and yet we say that Locha is that the owner of the boar is Potter. So why, in fact, should the owner be Potter? El Amarava, we have to say, Shor v'hu cheresh, that you know when you're chayiv, when the Mishnah is speaking about a cheresh shoyta v'katan, it means taka shor v'hu cheresh, shor v'hu shoyta, shor v'hu katan dafke, avol shor v'hu pikeach potter, einachanami, the shor of a pikeach, the owner is chayiv, of the owner of the boar. But here we're speaking about if the shor is a cheresh shoyta v'katan, then the owner of the boar is chayiv, but ein echinami, avol shor vehu pikeach, potter, as we saw from that brisa. A shor that's a bendas, he's potter. My taima, what's the reason? The boile iuni umezel. Because as he's going, we expect the shor, who's a pikeach, to watch where he's going. And therefore, the owner of the boar is potter. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learned like this in a Brisa as well. Nafal Atoich a Shor Cheresh, a Shor that is a Cheresh. Shoit of a Cotton, a Shor that is a Shoit or a Cotton. Or of a Suma, or the Shor is blind. Umahalach Belila, or a case where a Shor, as Rashi says, even a Pikeach that goes at night, then Chayiv, then the owner of the boar is Chayiv. But Pikeach, Umahalach Beyoim, but a Shor Pikeach that's going in the day, then the owner is Potter. Now, by the way, do we have a miut for this? Like we have Shor of Leodim, Chamor of Leodim? No. The Gemara is saying a Svara. The Gemara is saying that a Shor, an intelligent Shor that's walking along, should definitely watch where he's going. And therefore, misvora, if a shore falls in, that's a pikeach, in broad daylight, there's no mitigating factor. He's not a cheresh, he's not a shrite, he's not a katan, it's not balayla. So therefore, in Echanami, the owner of the boar will be potter. So the Rishonim, Tosfos already on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, asked the question that the Gemara over there said, Ein darkun l'bnei adam l'zboinim bedrachim. People don't watch where they're going when they're walking along. So it seems from this Gemara, shor v'loy adam. Adam, I need a miut that he, if he falls in, the owner of the boar is potter. But shor pikeach, we don't need a miut. That's logical. So the Rishonim understand that a shor pikeach is more logical than an adam pikeach. An Adam, we needed a miyut. If we wouldn't have the miyut, we would say that if an Adam fell in, the owner of the boar would be chayiv. So what's going on here? If you say an Adam's not misbinin, why should I say the shore should have been ma'ayin? And it's logical that the owner of the boar is potter. So Tosfos gives an answer that Adam who walks upright, so he doesn't always see what's right in front of him. But a shore that walks with his face to the ground, and he's a pikeach, so then there's no taina on the bala boar that the shore fell in. The shore should have walked around the boar. He's looking at the ground as he's walking. When he sees the hole, he should have gone around. The Meiri says that an adam, he's fatracht. He's thinking about the stock market. He's not concentrating on what he's doing. So therefore, we need a pasuk shor v'loy adam. But a shor pikeach, A sharp pikeach is not thinking about anything. So memela, there, the din would be, einachanami, logically, that he should have been ma'ayin, and therefore he's chayiv. What bothered me over here is, if you remember, earlier in this year, we spoke out the Nahar Shraga. The Nahar Shraga said, why do we say right away, shor v'loy adam, chamor v'loy kalim? Why don't we say shor v'loy kalim? And when we're marbe, according to Rabbi Yehuda, oy l'rabbis is a kalim, why don't we say oy l'rabbis is a adam? So the Nahar Shraga answered both kashas, because the logical thing to be mamayet is adam, because you should have watched where you're going. That's why when we're marbe, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're marbe kalim, we're not marbe adam. And right? And that's why the first thing to go to is not kalim, it's shor v'loy adam. You should have watched where you're going, so you're nismayet. So what's going on here? Here we say adam is not misboinim bedrachim. There we say he should have been mayet. So I asked my esteemed colleague, Rabbi Yitzchak Minster Shlita, his kasher, and he seemed to give a very good teretz. And he says that einichanami, an adam is somewhere in the middle. A shor is expected to be misbonim. You're walking with your face down on the ground. You're not thinking about the stock market. So memelo, watch where you're going. Don't fall into the boar. So you logically are nismayet. You logically are nismayet that the owner of the boar is definitely potter. I don't need a pasuk for that. And adam already, there's mitigating factors. He's not the misboinen. He's walking upright. So there, I would have had a half a minute that an adam, taka, the owner of the boar, should be chayiv, because a person is not so careful. Kamash malan, shor v'loy adam, that you should have watched where you're going, and therefore the owner of the boar is potter. But already I need a pasuk. Kalim, that's of course, kalim is an inanimate object. So there is the most svara to say that the owner of the boar would be chayiv. So we have like three categories. On one end we have kalim, on the other end we have a shor, and in the middle we have an adam, and for adam we need takamiyat, and we're mayat shor v'loy adam. It continues the next Mishnah. We're going to have your eight halachas in the Torah, where the Torah, even though the psukim speak about a chamor, a shor, or behema, normally behema in its limited sense refers to a cow, a sheep, and a goat. And even though the Torah in these psukim, as we'll see the psukim, are speaking about specifically a chamor or a shor, but yet we learn from various lemudim that the Torah is inclusive of any animal, chaya, any living oif, any living creature. Begins the Mishnah. Echad shor v'echad kol behema. Whether it's a shor or any animal, and included later in the Mishnah, it's going to say v'chein chaya v'oif, they are all included in the following eight halachas. The first halacha is l'nefilas habor, to falling into the boar. That's the halacha that we just learned in the last Mishnah, in the last daf. And we mentioned the pasuk already, which is in Shmois Chafav pasuk Lamagimel v'chiyiftach ishbor or kiyichre ishbor v'loyichasenu v'nafel shama shor echamor. So although it says shor echamor, but as we already learned in today's shir, we're going to be marba everything, and the Gemara is going to in fact learn it from the limud that we had on Amud Aleph of kesev yashiv labalav. Anything that has an owner, any living thing that has an owner is included. The next halach is lafrashas Har Sinai, to be separated from Har Sinai. The pasuk in Shmoyis Perek Yutes pasuk Yudbeis says, "V'igbaltas saviv lemar hisham lechem alois b'hor negoy b'katzeu kol negay b'hor mois yumos." That we're not allowed to go up during Kabbalah Satira up the mountain, or even to touch in the extremity of the mountain. And in pasuk Yud Gimel, the Torah goes on to say, "Loisiga boyad ki sokol yisokol ayari yare." So even though it uses the word behema, and simply behema means para seva eis, but we're going to learn out that includes any animal was not allowed to go near Har Sinai. How long did this iser last? So Rashi in Beyad of Hamid Beis, and in Tainis and of Chof Alf Hamid Beis says that it lasted until the Klal Yisrael moved away from Har Sinai, and that was a year later. In Bamidbar, Perek, Yud, Pasuk Yud Aleph, it says, Vayhi b'shana hashenis b'chodesh hasheni. It was an year of the second year. Be'esrim b'chodesh, the 20th day of year. And then vayisu b'nei Yisrael maseim midbar Sinai. Until they moved away from midbar Sinai, this Isser was still in effect that they weren't allowed to go up the mountain, including animals, and it means all animals or birds, nothing was allowed to go near Har Sinai. The third halacha is L'tashlume Kefal. The Torah in Shmois Perek of Beis Pasuk Ches says, Al kol dvar pesha al shor al chamor, al se al sam al kol aveda shayor mekiuzeh, Adu Elohim Yavoy dvar shneim, asher yashin Elohim yisham shneim l'reyu. So it speaks about shor and chamor, and yet we're going to be marbe all animals for the din of paying double for stealing. The fourth halach is l'shavas aveda. This is in Dvorim Perek of Beis Pasuk Gimel. It says, V'chein tasel chamoiroi, V'chein tasel simlosa, V'chein tasel l'chol avedes achicha shetoyv b'menu matzosa, loisuchel esalm. So even though the Torah speaks about a chamor, the Gemara is going to learn out all things, even an inanimate object is included as well. By the way, we said before for tashlume kefal, it's any animal. However, legabe the din of arba v'chamisha, that halach is only by aseh, an aes, and a shor. Though there in Echanami, we're not marba all animals. If he's toiveach and moicher, an animal, it has to be either a goat, a sheep, or an ox for the din of tashlume arba v'chamisha. Continues the Mishnah with the fifth halacha, leprika. The Torah says in Shmois Perek of Gimel Pasuk Hey, Ki sira chamor soynecha. You see the chamor of your enemy. Roivitz tachs masoy. He's crouching under his burden. V'chadaltum azoivlo. You're not going to help him. Azoiv tazavima. You have to help him. And we learn out, it's not only an enemy, you have to help any person. Even certainly your friend. Even your enemy you have to help, and it's not only a chamor, but in fact, any animal that's carrying a burden. The sixth halach is l'chasima. It says in Dvorim Perek Chafei Pasuk Dalet, loisachsim shor b'disha. When a shor is threshing, you shouldn't muzzle him, you should allow him to eat. And we're going to learn out from Shabbos, that it's not only shor from Shabbos, it's not only a shor, but it's any animal, it's not only bedishrei, but it's any work, not only threshing that the animal is doing, you should not muzzle him. L'klayim, as Rashi explains, klayim, there are two halachas. The first halach is mating. The vayikra perik yutes, pasuk yutes. Behem techol loisarbiya klayim. You're not allowed to mate together two different kinds of animals. And then there's halacha of working animals together, different kinds of animals. Loisachroish b'shor ubechamor yachtiv. You should not plow it's not only plowing, it's schlepping a wagon as well. An ox and a chamor together, you should not have them do work together. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos here holds that minat Torah, it's only a kosher animal and a non-kosher animal, like shor and chamor. But if it's two kosher animals of different species, that's only an issur derabbanan. Midrais, it's only shor v'chamor. But we're going to learn that it affects all animals. Ulish, the final halacha, the eighth halacha is l'shabbos. And as the Gemara is going to bring down, in Shabbos, we have two psukim. One is in the Dibros Rishonis, in Yisroi Perek Chav Pasuk Yud. V'yoyim ashri Shabbos l'Hashem l'kech l'isas kom halacha ato v'inch v'techa. And in the Dibros Achronis, in Parshas Veschanan, and in Perek Hey, Pasuk Yudalid, the Yoyim Ashvi Shabbos L'Hashem Lekecho, Loisasako Malacha Ato Vinchu Vitecho, Avdecho Vamoscho, Vishorcho, Vichamorcho, Vichol Bam Techo, Vigercho Asher Bishorecho, Laman Yanuach Avdecho Vamoscho Kamoicho. So we're going to point out, which the Gemara will point out, that in the Dibros Rishonis, it didn't specify Shor Vichamor. It just says Bam Techo. In the Dibros Achronis, it specified Shor Vichamor, and it also added Vichol Bam Techo. In the Dibros Rishonis, it didn't say Vichol Bam Techo. We'll see more about this in the Gemara. And now the Mishnah says it's not only all animals, but v'chein chaya v'oif kiyotzben. A wild animal or birds are also included in these eight different halachas. I am kein laman nemer shor chamor. So the Mishnah asks, why in fact was the Torah limited it to shor and chamor? The pasuk is speaking about usual for hard labor. You have an ox for traveling. You carrying things. You have a donkey. But in the Chanami, it includes all animals and birds as well. Now the Gemara is going to learn out how we learn out these eight halachas. Lenafilas habor. How do you know that any animal that falls into a bor, including birds, this is what we learned on Amid Aleph. Kesev yashiv lebalv siv. Kol the islay balam kida amoron. Like we learned on Amid Aleph that whatever has a ball is included. Lahafroshes har Sinai. How do you know that it's all animals? The Torah says, "In behema im ish lo yichya, and v'chaya b'chal behema havya." As Rashi points out, that we learn out in Dvorim Yudalit, it says, "V'zois ha behema asher toichlu." These are the animals that are kosher to eat. And right afterwards, it speaks about ayil u'tzvi. Ayil and tzvi are a deer is a chaya, is not an animal. So you see, even though the Torah said behema, even we said before, behema means a cow, a goat, and a sheep. That's specifically, but in a more general fashion, we see from over there, the behema includes even wild animals are included as well. And im, it says im behema imish, larabas zaifas. That's the ribwe, that birds are included also, that they were not allowed to go next to Har Sinai. Litashlume kefel. How do you know the third halacha of paying double, that you have to pay double for any animal that you stole? Kid Amrin, as we're going to learn in Perek Merubah, as Rashi brings down on Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis, it says, Al Kol Dvar Pesha, and I learn Klal. So even though the Gemara here says Kol Dvar Pesha is Klal, the Gemara later over there in Daf Samach Gimel Amid Aleph is going to say that Kol is a ribui. And from the ribui, I learned kol devar pshia. Whatever you are liable on, any animal that you would be liable for stealing, you must pay kefil when you return it. The fourth halacha, l'shavas aveda. How do you know for any animal do you have to return it? It says l'chol aveda sachicha, because it even, and that includes even an inanimate object is included as well. Leprika, when you have to unload. By the way, there are those who are goris beferish in the Mishnah, not only prika, but te'ina as well, which would make it a ninth halacha, that you have to help to load any animal, and not only a chamor, but any animal has to be loaded as well. How do you know that any animal is included in prika? Yolav chamor chamor mishabbos, because by prika it says kisira chamor seinecho, and by shabbos in the Dibros Achronis it says v'sharcha v'chamorcha, and we're going to have a limud later on this amud that in shabbos all animals have to rest; they cannot do malacha. So Memela wants to have that limud by shabbos. I have exera shava chamor chamor to prika that you have to unload any animal. Continues the Gemara, lechasima, like sachsim shor b'disha, yolof shor shor mishabbos. Here it says shor, but it includes every animal. Why? I know it from Shabbos. By Shabbos, the pasuk we just mentioned, b'dibros achrayis, v'avduchav amascha, v'shorcha, v'chamorcha. So we make exer shava from like sachsim shor b'disha to shor the Shabbos that any animal is included. Leklayim. Now, what aspect of klayim are you speaking about? Eklayim, the charish, if you're speaking about the Isser that we mentioned of loisach roish b'shor ubechamor yachdov, so there I can learn it out. Yolav shor shor mishabbos. I have the gzeirah shava of shor from Shabbos. E climbed arva. If we're speaking about the pasuk in Parash Kedoshim, behem techol loisarbiya climb, mating them together. So there I have the word behema. Yolav behem techol mishabbos. I have dibros achronis. It says shor chavachamor chavachol behem techo. And as we're going to learn, that includes all chayis v'oifis, any kind of animal. And it says by klayim of mating behem techol loisarbiya climb, I have exer shava to include all animals to climb as well. The Gabi Shabbos, we know. Now we have to get the Iker Shabbos. How do you know Shabbos as well? The Sani, we learned in the Braisa. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, B'dibros HaRishonis, in Yisroi Nemer, Avdech V'amos V'am Techo, as we pointed out, U'B'dibros HaRishonis, in Parshav Eschanan, by the last Dibros, Nemer, it says more specific, V'shorach V'chamorcho, and V'chol B'am Techo. It adds the word V'chol. So now the Gemara says, "V'aloi shor v'chamor b'chlal kol behem ahoyu." Shor and chamor included in all behem is v'lama yatsu. So why did the Torah single them out? Lo imelach to tell you, ma shor v'chamor omer kan. Just like by Shabbos, as we're going to learn in a few lines, a limud that shor and chamor include chayav v'oif. ki yaitze ben are equal to them. We're going to learn it out because it says v'chol ben techa by the dibur sachmaris. It says all. And why did the Torah make the word all? Is a ribui chayiv oif, any kind of animal or birds are wild animals as well are included. So af kol chayiv oif ki yaitze ben. So any other place where the Torah has also a specific animal, I learn out if I have a gzer shava, like by prika or chasima, even though it has specific animals, chamor or shor mentioned there, but I'll have a gzer shava to Shabbos, and just like Shabbos includes all animals and birds, so too by chasima and prika. So the Gemara says, wait a second, maybe I should say the following. And this Gemara is very similar to the Gemara that we had on Amud Aleph by Bor. Ema behema the dibush rishonis klal. When it says in the dibush rishonis avdechav amoschav amtecha, that should be a klal. And then shorchav chamorcha the dibush achronis prat. The shor and chamor of the dibush achronis should be a prat. And klal uprat ema klal al mashab prat. The klal should only include what is exactly the prat. Shor v'chamor in midi achronis loy. How do you know by Shabbos, which is not only Shabbos, but it's also going to be a bridge to Chasima and to Prika, but by Shabbos itself, maybe I should say only Shor HaChamor, because it's a Klal Uprat, and no other animal should be included in the Isser of doing Malach on Shabbos. Amri, I'll tell you, V'chol Bem Techa, the Dibur Sachronis, since the Torah ended off Shor HaChamor, V'chol Bem Techa, in the Dibur Sachronis, Chazer V'Kolal, it's another general rule, and we have now the famous rule of Klal Uprat to Klal, a general rule, a specific example, and then a final general rule, the din is, Yatadon El Kaina Prat. So we include all animals that are similar to the Prat. Ma Prat Mefurish Balachayim, Afkol Balachayim. Just like the Prat includes all animals, so too, everything that, all other animals are compared to the klal uprat to klal. The emo, maybe I shouldn't be so inclusive. Ma prat mefurish dovish nevlas matamba magum masa. Maybe only something that is matamba magum masa, it's nevela. Af kol dovish nevlas matamba magum masa. Any animal whose nevela is matamba by touching or carrying it. Aval oif is loif. But an oif that is not matamba magum masa, maybe they are not included. Why do you make the klal uprat to klal so expansive that you're including birds as well? Maybe it has to be something that's Amri, I'll tell you. Why? The same like we had by Bor, the Gemara is saying the same thing by Shabbos. Why did the Torah have to say by Shabbos? Why didn't it just say Vishorcha? Or why didn't it just say Vichamorcha? Since it said two pratim, the Torah is trying to tell you, I want to make it more expansive. I don't want to limit it to something that's only Matam v'Magu Masa. The Gemara says no, but I have to consider two pratim as if they're one prat. Why? Because I don't have an option to choose either shor v'chamor. Hey nichtoy v'chamor. Ikas v'chamor shor. If it would have said shor, have a min a korv l'gabi mizbeach in, shein a korv l'gabi mizbeach loy. I would think only something that you could bring under mizbeach, like a shor. So therefore, kas v'chamor chamor. The Torah had to write chamor, even though it's not brought under mizbeach, it's not allowed to do work on Shabbos. V'ikas v'chamor chamor. If it would have said just your chamor should rest on Shabbos, have a min a kaddish b'chayra in, shein kaddish b'chayra loy. I would think that only something that has a connection with b'chayra, as we explained on Amud Aleph. A chamor has a connection. You have to be part of chamor. It has a connection to b'chayra. But if it doesn't have a connection to b'chayra, like a sus or a gomel, that is no connection to a b'chayra, it's not brought on mizbech, it's not redeemed either, so maybe a loy, kasra chamor shor. That's why they try to give a different prat of shor. Now I have shor and chamor, so from both of them, I could say that even if it's not korv al gabi mizbech, even if it is nothing to do with Bechaira, it will be included. So these two pratim I have to consider like one prat. If so, my question comes back. How do I know to include birds? Maybe birds which are not Metamim Magal Masa should not be included. Ella, the Chol Bam Techa Rebuyehu, very similar to the Gemara that we had in Amud Aleph. We're going away from Klal Uprat to Klal, explains Rashi. We're going to go to a Ribui, and we have in the Dibur Sachmaris Kol Bam Techa, so Kol is a Ribui for any animal whatsoever, including Oif, even though it's not Metamim Magal Masa. Frag the Gemara v'chalecha, the Kosher Rachmana Kol Ribuyu? Is that a fact that wherever the Torah speaks about Kol, it's a Ribuy? V'agabi Meister, by Meister, Sheni, Dechsiv, Kol. It says the word Kol. V'kar Darshinu Lei B'chalal Prat. I don't learn it as a Ribuy, but I learn it as a Klal Prat, the son who learned in the Brisa. V'nasata, because when you're poited the Meister Sheni, you should take the money and you could spend it in your Shalim for whatever you want to eat. B'chol Shetav and Avshecha. Klal, that's a Klal. B'bakar B'tsoyin, U'b'yan, U'b'shecha Prat. And the Torah then goes into Bokrit Soin, and wine and beer is a prat. And then it says, then it repeats, whatever your heart desires is another general rule. So it winds up to be, the klal prat to klal has to be similar to the prat. Ma prat mefurish pri mepri vigaduli kark, as Rashi explains, it has to be a something that's created from something else, like wine from grapes or beer from dates, but to exclude mushrooms or water or salt that doesn't come from something else. And it has to also be geduli karka to exclude fish. And these things, all which are nismayat, will not be able to be bought with my money which you were poyed my shesheni with. So af kol premi pre geduli karka. Just like that, the prat is a premi pre and a geduli karka. Anything you want to spend it has to be pre and geduli karka to be mamayat. Water, salt, mushrooms, fish. Amri, so what's the point here? The point is that we see, even though the word says, the pasuk says, b'chol asher tav nafshecha, we don't use it as a ribui. We use it as a klal prat to klal. So how can you say kol b'amtecha is used as a ribui to be marba even birds? Amri, I'll tell you there's a difference. B'chol is klala. B'chol asher tishal chanafshecha, that's a klal. B'chol asher tav nafshecha, that's a klal. But here by Shabbos it says kol b'amtecha. It doesn't say b'chol asher tav nafshecha. Kol is a ribuy and k'mar but even birds. Iboy say another teretz kol nami kol hu. Really, kol is also a klal, not a ribuy. Miu hai kol d'hocha ribuyu. Specifically, the kol b'amtecha is a ribuy, which will be marbe even birds. Why? How is the word behema mentioned in Dibros Rishonis? It doesn't say kol b'amtecha, so it should have said it by Dibros Achronis as well, the same way. And yet, the cost of the Torah wrote v'chol b'amtecha, here it went out of its way to write kol. Here specifically, kol is a ribi because I see the Torah is going out of its way to be more inclusive, and therefore it includes even birds as well. Hashta the amrit kol ribuyu. Now that you tell me kol is a ribuy, behem tochad the dibros rishonis. I have a question. What do I use the behema of dibros rishonis or shor v'chamor the dibros achronis lomali? If we were going with klalu pratu klal, so then I could say it was keina prat. Therefore, I had had a prat. But now that you're telling me it's all inclusive, kol is a ribui to memarba everything. So what do I in fact need in the dibros rishonis the word b'amtecha, and in the dibros achronis what do I need the word shor v'chamor? Amri, I'll tell you, I still need it. Why? Shor like murei shor lechsima. Because remember, we used the word shor before as a gzeira shava from Shabbos to chasima. That just like by Shabbos, all animals are included. By chasima, all animals are included in loisach from shor b'dishoy. How do I learn that? From the word shor. The gzeira shava. Chamor, like murei chamor leprika. That chamor includes all animals for prika. Behem techo, like murei behem techo leklayim. For the din of behem techo loisabia klayim. That it's all animals, it's not just shore and a sand and ace. Freid gemori hachi, afilo adam litzer. If you're telling me that it's marbe anything, so why am I not marbe adam as well? In other words, by the iser of shore v'chamor, that they shouldn't plow together, why don't I say that a person and a shore shouldn't plow together as well? Because an eved by Shabbos is also like a behema. It says va'avdecha va'amoscha uvemtecha. So if you're making the limud through behemtecha from Shabbos to charisha, so then I should include adam as well. Alamatnan, why do we learn? A person can plow with another animal, or he can draw a wagon together with another animal, and there is no Isser of Klayim. If I'm learning it from Shabbos through Exer Shava, by Shabbos a person is also to do Malacha on Shabbos. Amra Papa, Papanoi Yad Etam Adam Ilsa. The Papanoi will know, the person from the place, Papanoi will know who is that. Umana Rabbacha bar Yaakov, as Rashi brings down the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Tazayin, that Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov from Papanoi said a certain drasha. So he was referred to by the city that he came from. The Papanoi will know the answer to this question. Why? Because Amr Kra Laman Yanuach. What's the end of that pasuk in Veschanon? The end of the pasuk is B'shorach El Chamor Chol Bemtecha V'Gercha Asher B'Sherecha Laman Yanuach Avdu Chavah Masko Kamoicha. The Torah says, you know when I compare a person to an animal? That's La'anoch Hikshativ. V'loy Del Davar Acher. I didn't compare a person to animal concerning anything else. And that's why La'inyin Kalayim, as far as animal, with a man schlepping, doing work together to schlep a wagon or to plow, they are allowed to. Because the only time the Torah compared an Adam to a behemoth, that's only L'man Yanuach, L'gabe resting. The Tshuvas HaRashba speaks out, but of course, L'inyan Prika and Te'ina, where the Torah says that you should be Azav Tazav Imoy, you're not going to help him. And we learn at chamor from Shabbos that not only a chamor, but all animals, you have to help to unload and you have to help to load. Not only your enemy, your friend, everybody. So it's not only your animal. If the Aravada logic dictates that if you have to help your friend's animal pre-cantina, so certainly if your friend himself is crouching under the burden of what he's carrying, logic dictates that avada, a person, you have to do pre-katina. Even though the Gemara says here, I only compared a person to an animal. That's the gabi, the special halachas of klayim, for example, or gabi ben al lechaveret, to help another Jew who's in distress from his burden. Avada, logic dictates that if a behemah, you have to do it, kal v'chomer, you have to help a person as well.